At Central Falls High School, English teacher Dolores Grant hands out copies of Robert Browning's poem, My Last Duchess.
You're going to have to read the poem at least 2 or 3 times.
Grant is teaching a college-level literature course to a room full of high school seniors. The class is part of a push championed by Governor Gina Raimondo to get more students ready for college.
When you get your poem next year when you're in school, in college, the professor's not going to go through the poem with you, okay? You will be required to read it. You are going to read things that are so hard, you're going to want to give up.
But Grant challenges her students not to give up. She gives them some questions to think about as they read the poem.
Is this a dramatic monologue?
Yes.
Raise your hand. Why do you say so?
Grant says this type of close reading is what college professors will expect from these students when they get to campus. She wants to make sure they have all the tools they need.
I'm trying to get them to read through the poem, analyze the poem, pull apart the rhyme scheme, look at who the speaker is, to begin analyzing difficult texts on their own and asking questions.
Some of the students in Grant's class will be the first in their families to attend college, if they continue their studies after high school. 18-year-old Usain Nusek is one of those students. He comes from Senegal, West Africa. English is Nusek's third language, but he says this is the first English class that really challenged him.
From freshman year to 11th grade, all my English classes were just like easy, you know, just regular classes, you know.
Nusek is a tall, lanky senior with a buzz cut. He's not the loudest kid in the classroom, but when he speaks about the material, you can feel his excitement.
Every single day you learn something new, be it a new word, new poem. So it basically challenges you to sharpen your communication skills, which is definitely helping me right now.
Another student, Helen Magana, says she'd never heard of many of the authors they're studying this year, like today's poet, Robert Browning.
I feel that taking this course will help me when it comes to analyzing the types of stories that college professors will give us, because I know that they'll be harder reads than what we have here. And I feel that all the essays that we write, it's just more and more experience as to how I can find a way to write an essay well.
Grant's class is what people in education circles call dual or concurrent enrollment. That means a college-level course tailored to high school students. Teachers leading these courses, like Grant, have at least a master's degree in their field of study. They meet with college professors at the beginning of every school year as they plan their lessons. Holly Shadoyan oversees the dual enrollment program for Rhode Island College.
One might think that, oh, well, because they're taking it in high school, everyone gets an A. It's absolutely not the case. There's a broad range of grades in terms of what students earn or the level that they have achieved.
Rick and other public colleges in Rhode Island have agreed to give credit to the students taking these courses in their high schools. Shadoyan says that can add up to thousands of dollars in savings on their college tuition.
Anything that can help our students reduce how long it takes to earn a degree or the costs and the amount of debt someone might accumulate, if they can do that in high school, either for no cost at all or for a very small amount, I think is a great benefit.
Right now, the state budget is covering the cost of these courses. Some students are taking them in their high schools. Others travel to local college campuses. Shadoyan hopes the experience will encourage more high school students to make college their next step.
Sometimes for a student to be able to say, I finished this course, I already have 4 college credits, maybe I am college material. I think that's a wonderful thing for someone saying college might be possible for me.
Central Falls senior Usain Nusek says college is more than a possibility for him. And after taking the dual enrollment literature class, he feels ready.
I mean, I don't think college is going to be hard for me, because you don't only like challenge yourself, but it actually gets you ready for college and also for life. So yeah, I feel prepared.
Whether Nusek is prepared will be a question for his college professors to answer next year. But a study from Columbia University found high schoolers who take dual enrollment courses are more likely to succeed when they get to college. The Rhode Island program currently enrolls more than 3,000 students, and state officials say many school districts, like Central Falls, are looking to expand their course offerings for next year. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Catherine Doherty.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.